This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. A grand jury has indicted former Trump advisor John Bolton on charges he allegedly unlawfully transmitted and retained classified documents.
Bolton indicted for allegedly emailing more than 1,000 pages of information about his activities as national security advisors with two members of his family in the form of diary-like entries. Prosecutors say after Bolton left office, a cyber actor believed to be associated with Iran hacked his personal email and obtained that information.
ABC's Pierre Thomas, Bolton in a statement saying, I look forward to the fight to defend my lawful conduct and fighting what he calls the president's abuse of power. President Trump getting ready for a Friday White House sit-down with Ukrainian President Zelensky. And we're moving into day 17 of the government shutdown. Republicans and Democrats in the Senate Thursday failed for the 10th time to pass a bill to reopen the government. The Senate's gone home for the weekend, so the next time they could vote on this would be at the soonest Monday. This is ABC News. Airlift evacuations in western Alaska likely to continue for days after a typhoon decimated several native coastal communities. ABC's Matt Gutman.
The storms fueled by remnants of a typhoon that tore across the Pacific, barreling into western Alaska over the weekend. That devastating storm surge flooding the towns of Kipnuk and Quigilingok. Tribal administrator Tristan Carl watched his uncle's home being swept away.
And I saw my cousin and my nephew in there, and I never heard panicking or yelling like that ever before.
In Kipnuk, the surging sea turning already melting permafrost into muck.
And we've lost a rocker. Founding Kiss member and spaceman Ace Frehley has died at the age of 74. The musician suffered some recent health issues that led to the cancellation of tour dates. His family saying in a statement, his memory will continue to live forever. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Another loss for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. In the National League Series, the Dodgers down the Brewers again, this time 3-1. And to make matters worse, Milwaukee slugger Jackson Chourio had to leave the game in the seventh inning, re-injuring his strained right hamstring. Pat Murphy with the update.
Chourio's had continual cramps in his hamstring. He feels like he's going to be okay. So I'm hopeful.
So the Brewers down now 3-0. Game 4 is tonight. Football, the Badgers and Ohio State Buckeyes kick off at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon at Camp Randall Stadium. The Packers play the Cardinals in Arizona on Sunday. NBA, the Bucks getting ready for their season opener next week.
You know, you got 5 days, get your legs back under you, get back into a great spot mentally, physically, and then it's time to roll. Once the season starts, the first 10, 11 games, like every other day or something like that. So I think it's vital that guys get their legs up under them, get their win back and things like that.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX. La Crosse is home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and isolated shower or two tonight and a low in the upper 50s. Partly sunny tomorrow, a stray storm could pop up, highs in the mid-70s. Temperatures start to fall back for this weekend as we dry out. It's 60 right now.
Pat Kreitlow.
Friday, we'll ask our Week in Review panel all about the protest plan for Saturday against things like trying to have your political opponents arrested, troops in the streets, rampant inflation.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
Government shutdowns, and more.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It should not be a partisan question as to how the National Guard is being deployed. That should be extremely concerning to Republicans of good faith right alongside Democrats. If you scrub it of the partisanship, the facts are not disputable. You have flouting of court orders and a political use of the National Guard, two things which no American should ever be okay with.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Tom Arbol Show.
They wish to break the entire thing. That is the objective. It isn't about efficiency. It's about breaking it. And it's about breaking it for what end?
Now, The Maggie Dawn Show continues.
Gerrymandering is bad for everybody.
From Congress and courts to burgers and baseball.
I'm grossly discouraged, and I have given up on any justice in our system. It doesn't exist anymore.
Once again, here's lawyer and economist Maggie Dawn.
Welcome back, everybody. Don't give up hope. Yes, there is still justice in this world. We are a democracy of laws. We're going to get into what that means in just a moment, but I want to bring you some breaking news. The military commander, this is according to reporting by the New York Times just within the last hour, the military commander overseeing the Pentagon's escalating attacks against boats in the Caribbean Sea that the Trump administration says are smuggling drugs is stepping down, according to three officials just today. The officer, Admiral Alvin Holsey, is leaving his job as head of the U.S. Southern Command, which oversees all operations in Central and South America, even as the Pentagon has rapidly built up some 10,000 troops in the region, oh my goodness, and is considering what is a major counter-drug and counter-terrorism mission. You know, President Peace. Just gonna some CIA covert activities. This is President Peace.
Oh, don't get me started.
Nothing to see here. Also, just want to share this with everyone as well. In a major setback for Donald Trump and his National Guard deployments here in the U.S., the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, which covers Wisconsin, Indiana, and Illinois, has declined to disturb the temporary restraining order that had been issued preventing the deployment of National Guard late last week. That decision was published over the weekend. This is the hearing last week where the judge basically said that she doesn't really believe or trust the factual representations of DHS. Extraordinary. The Seventh Circuit three-judge panel that made this decision today includes a Trump-appointed judge as well as a George H.W. Bush-appointed judge. Huh. Interesting, isn't it? The Seventh Circuit concluded in reaching their decision that they see no rebellion permitting use by the National Guard of the National Guard by the president. No kidding, for crying out loud. And all of this brings us very appropriately to my next guest. I am super stoked to be talking to Liam Kent. He's with the He is with the Blue Anchor Project, which is one of the national partners for the No King's Day. I'm going to call them celebrations. The No yes. King's Day movement, the peaceful rallies that are going to be happening across the country mm-hmm. this Saturday. Welcome to the show, Liam. Thanks so much for being here.
Well, thank you so much for having me on. And yes, trust me, I even mess up the name on occasion. I literally have to go by the acronym BAP to be able to say it right. But
good acronym salad is always good fun. I never want to object to it. I want to jump right in. We've got some sound mm-hmm. that I wanted to play for you because You know that you're striking a chord with the MAGA movement and freaking them out when they start to just lie every which way to Sunday about what's going on. I was at the No Kings first protest. I had a conflict that day, but I volunteered to take my 82 and 83 year old parents and their late 70s buddies all down there in one big clown car of rally goers that were, you know, either octogenarians or near octogenarians. Mm-hmm. It was a bunch of people with signs singing songs and listening to speakers. There wasn't anything even remotely violent about it. But this is what Republicans are saying. Jacob, let's take cut 43.
This Hate America rally that they have coming up for October 18th, the Antifa crowd and the pro-Hamas crowd and the Marxists, they're all going to gather on the Mall. It is an outrageous gathering for outrageous purposes.
And then October 18th is when the protest gets here. This will be a Soros paid for protest where his professional protesters show up, the agitators show up. We'll have to get the National Guard out. Hope
to continue this shutdown for what? For a Hate America rally that's taking place in the Mall on Saturday, Maria?
Just to appease the most radical elements of his base. So that on the 18th, when they have the Hate America rally that everybody knows is coming.
If, in fact, they are waiting for this No Kings protest, you know, No Kings means no paychecks. No paychecks and no government.
And that's one of the things about Antifa. You've heard President Trump say multiple times they are organized, they are a criminal organization, and they're very organized. You're seeing people out there with thousands of signs that all match pre-bought, pre-put together.
The No Kings protest, Maria, really frustrating. I mean, this is part of Antifa paid protesters. It begs the question, who's funding it? But yeah, Democrats want to wait for a big rally of a No Kings protest.
Okay, I'm not quite done yet. I promise, Liam.
I was just going to say, where's the Soros money? I'll take a paycheck.
Let's just deal with that. And here's Ted Cruz saying again about the Soros funding, because again, right wingers.
Oh,
like
goody!
To trade
I can't wait to hear
yes,
this.
Yes, they like to trade in conspiracies that Jewish folks, you know, are ruling the world. Here's Ted Cruz trading in anti-Semitic conspiracy theories on national news. Cut 47.
The Democrats today are a party of radical interest groups. Now, I will say one of the most important things President Trump has done recently is he has pledged that he's going to go after Antifa. And what I've been urging is follow the money, cut off the money. And you look at this No Kings rally, and there's considerable evidence that George Soros and his network is behind funding these rallies, which may well be riots all across the country. And Soros is writing the check.
What a jerk. And so I very rarely use this word on the air. What an ass.
Yes. This is coming from the man that runs away from his constituents and goes to Cancun and leave his dog in the house because he can't handle helping people. This comes from the man who gets how much money from the Koch brothers ecosystem, if you want to go that whole route.
Yes.
I mean, the fact George Soros, like, yeah, he funds quite a bit of Democratic groups, but like we actually do change. He doesn't fund mine.
Yes.
This is all volunteer for me. I mean, everything that we do, I crack up at how they're like the Hate America thing says the people who hate America. You know, it's like, at least be consistent.
Well,
you're saying that you're the silent majority, yet now you're the ignorant minority. You say that you say. Oh, that's like, I'm better than you. No, you're not. Yes, I am. But then at the same time, you're not your pathetic little imbeciles who don't understand the concept of reality. So you have to make up alternative facts to fit your own concept of reality. I mean, these people are in their own delusional land, while all of us who are organizing No Kings are actually listening to the people. That is why millions of Americans came out last time. I was in Boston. We had the largest turnout of over 1 million people. I'm heading back to Boston again, and I'm expecting there to be double the turnout. We are seeing twice as much engagement. We saw twice as much engagement last week. We're seeing even more now. We're gaining 100,000, 200,000 plus RSVPs a day. Then you just multiply that by like four or five times.
Yes.
Because not everybody RSVPs. Yep. But they bring their friends. So we're going to see millions upon millions of people collectively across this country, from small town communities all the way up to the big cities, and even across the world. I mean, we have them in Canada, we have them in France, we have them in the UK, we have them in Europe, we have them almost on all continents. And if we have them on all continents, I would love that. You know, it's last time Australia called me up right after No Kings wanting to ask it. So it's like the entire world is behind the American citizens, and nobody likes Trump except Trump. I mean, like, yeah, I can.
An FCC regulated airwaves. Hopefully we caught that. But let me just say this. The reason that the rhetoric coming from the right is worthy of note, and the reason that I played it, and I've got a little bit more sound that I want to get to. Mm-hmm. I just want to listen to what Caroline Leavitt said yesterday. And again, this from the MAGAs that, you know, just about a month ago were claiming that incendiary rhetoric and, you know, lambasting Democrats for calling what is a duck, meaning Donald Trump has autocratic fascist tendencies. Mm-hmm. Listen to what Caroline Leavitt said yesterday on national news.
The Democrat Party's main constituency are made up of Hamas terrorists, illegal aliens, and violent criminals. That is who the Democrat Party is catering to, not the Trump administration and not the White House and not the Republican Party, who is standing up for law-abiding Americans, not just across the country, but around the world.
No, you're not. And this is the reason that I wanted to play this sound. Mm-hmm. First of all, who sounds like they've gotten the talking points memo, right, from their billionaire overlords? Mm-hmm. These are all of the same people saying all of the same lies over and over and over again. I have never met a member of Antifa. I have never seen a member of Antifa at any protest or rally that I have been to in my entire life. I couldn't find one if I wanted to. I don't know anyone.
What do they even look like? Who are they?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
And literally, the very name of the organization tells you that they're not an organization, right? Like, they're anti-fascist. They're, by definition, like, not an organized group. But the reason that I bring this up is that what they're trying to do is lie to discredit ahead of time. Mm-hmm. They know exactly what you know, Liam, that people across the world and across this country, in numbers far exceeding No Kings One, are ticked off, are concerned, and are mobilizing. They're worried that that level of mobilization will make them look illegitimate. It will make them look small. It will make them look anti-democratic. It will make them look anti-American. So what do they do? Mm-hmm. Like every other conservative in recent memory, most, and I'm talking about MAGAs, they project what they know is going on in their deep, dark, tortured soul, and it comes out in these confessions. This is dangerous stuff. And listen, when Caroline Leavitt, the White House press secretary, when Senator Cruz, Bob Emmer, Steve Scalise, Scott Bessent, by the way, this has nothing to do with the shutdown, though the timing is interesting given the fact that Democrats are trying to fight for affordable health care and Republicans won't even negotiate in good faith. But when they say things like terrorist ring, it's all Democrats are pro-Hamas, Antifa, Marxist, or terrorists. Mm-hmm. Okay, these are dog whistles that create a permission structure among the MAGA faithful. And a couple of those folks that we heard speaking, I think it was Steve Scalise, said it's the permission structure to sic the military on Americans exercising their First Amendment rights. It is the permission structure for the tin pot wannabe dictator to deploy military powers against his own people.
It's because they're cowards. You know, they have to use military force to project their power because they have none. True power and true leadership is representing what people actually, the American citizens, want. And so you have these insignificant little people try to continuously tell people what to do. I mean, Come to No Kings Day on this Saturday. Go on to nokings.org to find your local event and show them that
you're
going to
come back with me, Liam.
Matter.
We're going to continue to drop that website.
Okay.
I like little insignificant people. I want to see us in the millions showing up to say no to our wannabe tin pot dictator. We're going to continue this discussion with Liam Kent on the other side as we get ready for No Kings here in Wisconsin. Don't go anywhere, folks. I'm Maggie Dawn, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Eagle 1490 AM.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Are National Guard troops generally trained in law enforcement? No. National Guard troops like those President Donald Trump deployed to American cities in recent months to crack down on crime are not generally trained in law enforcement. For example, police officers in Washington, D.C. receive 21 training modules in criminal procedure, but Guard members receive none. Their primary training is focused on crowd control. Milwaukee's police union president suggested troops should be sent to Wisconsin's largest city. Governor Tony Evers called National Guard troops the, quote, wrong people, unquote, for fighting crime. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded.
So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. For the rest of this half hour, I am joined by Liam Kent of the Blue Anchor Project, one of the national partners for No Day. Neither he nor anybody that works for his organization is getting paid by George Soros. Not sure where that nonsense is coming from. Not like, I don't know, the GOP or MAGAs take huge donations from billionaires or had one running the entire executive branch for a few months. I don't know. What are they talking about? Liam, I wanted to get into the fact that, for example, here in the state of Wisconsin, we have rallies that are happening in Manitowoc, Green Bay, Marionette, Merrill, Antigo. I'm just looking at the map on the nokings.org website. They are all over La Crosse, Baraboo, Sheboygan. There's just, it's across the state. And what I want people to know, this is absolutely about people who are patriotic. This is absolutely about people who love America. And it is not about specifically Democrats. It's not about that at all. It's about people that are concerned about the abuse of power that is happening, and they're coming from absolutely every background, from rural farming communities, small towns that major manufacturing left a long time ago. It's coming from people that know that regular folks in this country are hurting, And that billionaire tax giveaways and tax giveaways to mega corporations when you're slashing $1 trillion from Medicaid and Medicare is not the way to help us move forward as Wisconsinites or as Americans. What are you seeing in outside of what folks would assume are bigger urban, bluer cities? There are more protests happening in these other communities than there are in the bigger cities.
Oh, yes. It is amazing how many, just across the country. I mean, I'm over here in Maine, and I live in outside of the big cities, and the amount of people that are energized, that want to make a difference, is astonishing. I mean, last time there was this big bridge in Maine, and there were tons of big bridges, but people were going, it's probably like, got to be a couple thousand, like I would say like 3,000 or so feet long. People were lined up end to end first time. I'm expecting that to be doubled in just the small town communities. We have some lovely volunteers in Ipswich, Massachusetts. They already have registered 2,000 people. Wow. And obviously you double that amount for people who are actually going to show up. So that's right. Going to be 4,000 or 5,000 people in a tiny retirement community. And, you know, it's everywhere. You know, we have folks over in California, whether they're Northern California, Southern California, that everybody's engaged, whether you're over in Wisconsin, which we actually have some, you're right. Those events, they're going to be gigantic and they're only growing,
yes.
You know, and then we have, everywhere you can imagine, there are going to be major events, including in Chicago, which my folks over at our partner organization, New Digital Now, they're going to be at the Chicago one, and they're cracking up because Governor Pritzker is just like coming from downtown Chicago that is war torn.
Yes, and then, I've and seen then that video.
Pointing to the ducks in the river, the tiny little rubber ducky. I mean, like. I love this hilarious diatribe from the Trump administration. It's not working. They think they're trying to be really smart and not. It's not working. No matter how much they say that, you know, they're trying to now blame us for the shutdown. Like,
yeah,
come on.
It has
seriously.
Nothing to do with one another.
Has something to do with they're obsessed with covering their butts. And
yes.
You know, they don't want the Epstein files shown. So like they're
distract.
But of course, distract, distract, distract.
100%.
They never take accountability for their actions, but we are because we're actually all going to show up on Saturday.
Regular Americans from every walk of life, and I think every political persuasion. I talk to plenty of conservatives of good faith who will tell me they are deeply concerned with the way that Donald Trump is operating in the second administration. Let me hear just a few of the other places in Wisconsin that are having no kings. Peaceful, America-loving, democracy-loving rallies, and I'm just going to call them big old parties. Siren, Wisconsin. Spooner, Wisconsin. Hayward, Wisconsin.
Oh, wow.
Brule, Wisconsin. Ashland, Wisconsin. Washburn, Wisconsin, Bayfield, which is literally up at the very northernmost tip of our state. They are everywhere. Iron Mountain, Michigan, which is right on the Wisconsin-Michigan border. It's just incredible. Minocqua, Eagle River. Everybody in Wisconsin's been to Eagle River. Very, very popular vacation spot. Phillips, Wisconsin. Folks, if you want to get engaged, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, an independent, and I never vote because I hate politics, but boy, this looks a little suspicious to me, go to nokings.org, bring a friend, get yourself RSVP'd and registered. But as Liam just pointed out, registration is not necessary to participate in this democracy-loving, America-loving, peaceful party rally on Saturday.
True patriots are the ones that go to events to support democracy and stand up and fight for democracy. That is something that the Republicans, they always try to claim, you know, like those annoying flags that the Trumpers always have of they're like, true patriots support Trump. Like, no.
Well, funny that you mentioned the use of flag as imagery by MAGAs and Republicans. An American flag that was altered to include a swastika was displayed by one of the legislative aides to GOP MAGA Representative Dave Taylor of Ohio in a Zoom call, and it was photographed. Was the legislative aide blind? I mean, this is what we're talking about. And I'm going to talk about a way that this all relates together, that we see it showing up in other forms of media. I'm going to talk about Stephen A. Smith when we come back. A deeply problematic figure who wants to actually be a potential presidential nominee, but is leaning into the racism on the right. Thank you so much, Liam Kent. I look forward to our peaceful party rally on Saturday. No kings here in the United States. Folks, stay tuned. I discuss and dissect Stephen.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for matinee on air.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 1490 WLCX.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A grand jury has indicted former Trump advisor John Bolton on charges he allegedly unlawfully transmitted and retained classified documents.
Bolton indicted for allegedly emailing more than 1,000 pages of information about his activities as national security advisors with two members of his family in the form of diary-like entries. Prosecutors say after Bolton left office, a cyber actor believed to be associated with Iran hacked his personal email and obtained that information.
ABC's Pierre Thomas, Bolton in a statement saying, I look forward to the fight to defend my lawful conduct and fighting what he calls the president's abuse of power. President Trump getting ready for a Friday White House sit-down with Ukrainian President Zelensky. And we're moving into day 17 of the government shutdown. Republicans and Democrats in the Senate Thursday failed for the 10th time to pass a bill to reopen the government. The Senate's gone home for the weekend, so the next time they could vote on this would be at the soonest Monday. This is ABC News.
Another loss for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. In the National League Series, the Dodgers down the Brewers again, this time 3-1. And to make matters worse, Milwaukee slugger Jackson Chourio had to leave the game in the seventh inning, re-injuring his strained right hamstring. Pat Murphy with the update.
Chourio has had a continual cramps in his hamstring. He feels like he's going to be okay, so I'm hopeful.
So the Brewers down now 3-0. Game 4 is tonight. Football, the Badgers and Ohio State Buckeyes kick off at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon at Camp Randall Stadium. The Packers play the Cardinals in Arizona on Sunday. NBA, the Bucks getting ready for their season opener next week.
You know, you got 5 days, get your legs back under you, get back into a great spot mentally, physically, and then it's time to roll. Once the season starts, the first 10, 11 games, like every other day or something like that. So I think it's vital that guys get their legs up under them, get their win back and things like that.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The TV show Bosch has been off the air for a few years now. The show about an L.A. homicide detective played by Titus Welliver, who is not afraid to bend the rules, was followed by 3 seasons of Bosch Legacy. Earlier this year, there was another spinoff called Ballard that starred Maggie Q, and rumor has it there is a spinoff in the works for Jamie Hector, who played Bosch's partner on the original show, Jerry Edgar. The Bosch extended family is about to give birth again with a prequel series called Bosch Start of Watch. The show is in development with actor Cameron Monaghan in place as the younger Harry Bosch. Like its predecessors, the show will be set in Los Angeles, but in the year 1991, and focus on Bosch's character as an LAPD rookie. The show is currently in development at MGM+. The Bosch franchise is based on crime novels by Michael Connelly. Fun universe. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 1490 WLCX.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and isolated shower or two tonight and a low in the upper 50s. Partly sunny tomorrow, a stray storm could pop up, highs in the mid-70s. Temperatures start to fall back for this weekend as we dry out. Right now it's 58.
Matt Nair on Air.
Hi, it's Jane Matt Nair.
Hi, it's Greg Bach.
I'm Calvin.
Join us weekdays 9 to 11 across the Civic Media Radio Network for Matt Nair on Air.
We cover all the news that directly affects us as Wisconsinites.
And we lighten things up in hour number two with a segment called Audio Sorbet, and this shouldn't be a thing. We hope you can join us.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Trump still thinks he's a game show host at The Apprentice. Heard this great perspective about Tiffany not getting Trump's endorsement. If Josh Schumann feels like he's got to take some shots at Tiffany, which might weaken him, but it makes him look better to Trump to maybe get the endorsement, this is what Trump likes. He doesn't have any incentive to endorse Tiffany as long as he can keep playing him and Schumann off each other.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
At 4 o'clock, I'm joined by former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel. We review the week in the law, especially the federal court that just ruled that Trump can't fire thousands of federal workers. Who knew?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Big thanks to Liam Kent, founder of the Blue Anchor Project, national partner of No Kings Day. You can find out more about a No Kings protest, rally, peaceful America-loving event this coming Saturday by going to nokings.org. Thanks to Scott for telling me that it's Marinette, not Marinette. We always appreciate listener fact checks and pronunciation checks here live on air. Thanks to Scott. Angie from Monroe. Heck yeah. We can do photos. And folks, if you want to text in photos on Monday during the show of you, your friends, loved ones at the Love America rally on Saturday, get them ready. Text them on in. Maybe we'll put them together in a little collage, especially if you're going to be down at Cathedral Square, where I will be the speaker at No Kings, addressing the rule of law and the fact that at least in democracies, you're not supposed to have presidents that are immune. You're not supposed to have presidents that think they can unilaterally direct the military and law enforcement and the intelligence communities and the tax collectors against their political enemies. That's not supposed to actually be a thing. And I can't wait to talk about it with all of you. And folks, this to me is about as nonpartisan as it can get. This is about loving America. This is about standing up and standing for the most important principles that our democracy was ever founded upon. And one of those, of course, is the separation of church and state. And I've been talking a lot about the fact that it is lie and distraction for MAGAs to wrap themselves in the flag, to wrap themselves in law and order as they pardon J6, people that beat police officer, tried to kill them. It's complete nonsense when they wrap themselves in the cross every day. And Eric Trump, just 2 days ago, proved exactly why I'm right when it comes to wrapping themselves in the cloak of Christianity. Listen to what Eric Trump had to say about his dad.
And look how much better humanity and our world is. You know, we're saving Christianity. We're saving God. We're saving the family unit. We're saving this nation.
Okay, I mean, wrap that up. You know, wrap that up. Last I checked, and I'm talking basic Bible knowledge here, folks. If you put yourself on equal footing with God, that is a sin. And it's not just any sin. It's not a minor sin. That's a major sin. Some would even call it heresy. I don't know why that's okay. Can you imagine if like Barack Obama's, if Malia got on some news show and was like, my dad saved God, what would happen on the right? And this, again, coming from this party where these young men I don't even want to call them young men. The one of them is 35 years old. This investigation by Politico came up with some of the most disgusting chats I have seen. These guys have all worked with or chaired or led the Kansas Young Republicans. Talking about gas chambers, watermelon people, talking about raping their enemies, bringing back slavery, talking about how glad they are that the Epstein files have been suppressed, using white supremacist symbols like 1488. And all the apologia from some on the right, it rings a little hollow. Since you want to venerate Charlie Kirk, who also traded in some of the most base dog whistle bigoted statements that a person can make. And no, the context never saves it. It's rhetorical trick. J.D. Vance about that saying, grow up, focus on the real issues. Don't focus on what kids say in group chats. The reality is that kids do stupid things, especially young boys. They tell edgy, offensive jokes. These aren't edgy, offensive jokes. This is hate speech. And it's not being told by boys. The 8 of the 11 participants in this chat ranged in age from 24 to 35. This according to Mother Jones. The oldest appears to be Joe Maligno, I think, who is 35. This is the guy that talked about gas chambers, used a bunch of racial slurs. He had identified himself as the general counsel, like the chief legal officer for the New York State Young Republicans. Mike Lawler and Elise said nothing. There are pictures of them together with this guy online, said nothing about it. And then when Hakeem Jeffries had the audacity to point out this rampant hypocrisy, this racial hate, this gender-based hate from the right, Representative Mike Davis called Hakeem Jeffries George Soros's house slave. Making my point for me. You can't even disagree on substance. What you got to do is call somebody else's slave. Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. Charles from Milwaukee, always happy to see you on my caller list. What you got for us this afternoon, sir?
Hey, Maggie, got a question for you. I'm not sure if you can answer it or not, but they didn't make this big of a deal for the first No King rally. Why are they coming out the way they're coming out this time? Why do you think they are? It's a Hate America rally, and yeah.
Charles, I think it's because of what I said before with Liam, and that is this is going to be so much bigger. And what does an authoritarian, what does a dictator, a wannabe fascist hate most? They hate it when the people en masse reject all of the lies and the garbage that's being spewed out by the tin pot wannabe dictators. Allies who hope to feed at the trough of the billionaires and retain some power and wealth and control through illegal means. They don't want the regular people to say, we know that's garbage. We know that a president shouldn't be able to do these things. We believe in democracy, small d. They don't want to see tens of millions of Americans saying this guy is not okay. And this is not acceptable in the United States. I think it also is coming at an inconvenient time for them during the shutdown when the one Democratic demand is to restore the ACA subsidies. I just think they literally can't handle the heat. You know, like all bullies, when you stand up to them, they tend to buckle. This bully happens to think he can control the military unilaterally and is trying to foment unrest. So the one thing I've got to say to everybody about Saturday, if you're going, bring your American flag. Let's love America together. And whatever happens, you remain peaceful. You remain peaceful because that is what is going to matter in these moments. So why did I start with this revisiting of all of this racist hate that comes spewing out of the MAGA right? It's because Stephen A. Smith, who, if you don't know who this gentleman is, he is one of the most influential. The man has made an absolute dominating career in first sports talk, and he got pushed back and held down, and people didn't want to platform him, and he persevered through all of that. He has made himself wealthy beyond imagine. He has influence beyond imagine as a sports commentator, and he's known for saying kind of incendiary, in-your-face things. But it has become known in recent years that Stephen A. Smith thinks that he should become a politician, thinks that he should run for elected office. And so he now has this podcast, and he basically attacked Representative Jasmine Crockett. And I wanted to get into this with all of you to close out our show this afternoon, because, again, just like all of these Republicans lying about the peaceful, America-loving octogenarians and near-octogenarians and teenagers and lawyers like myself who deeply love America, who have never met an anti-fascist, don't even know where to find them. All these people, why are they lying about that? They're lying about it and calling us all Antifa and terrorists and pro-Hamas and Marxists to, again, create the permission structure to use violence against people that are just trying to exercise their First Amendment rights. That's what this is about, to create the mayhem that produces the excuse to suppress speech. That is always what this has been about. And Stephen A. Smith, in his critique of Representative Crockett, is complicit in creating a permission structure that enables white supremacist racism and slightly more covert racism by elected MAGA leaders. That is what that is about. And Stephen A. Smith, I don't know if he intends to do that, but what Stephen A. Smith is doing is sort of appealing to what he thinks will get him clicks and what folks who maybe don't think all that deeply about issues might be knee-jerk inclined to agree with, right? Stephen A. Smith, when he talks about politics, has this like, there's this like fig leaf sort of thin veneer of like, oh, this sounds okay, maybe he's onto something. And he always tries to put a bow around his commentary by saying like, you know, I might not be so smart, but just this seems real obvious. When the first part of what he said is true, he doesn't know much, if anything, about politics or complex public policy. And in many ways, he appeals to the lowest common base denominator in people and fancies himself as sort of a genius. He's one of the perfect examples of the Dunning-Kruger phenomena or the Peter Principle. That guy thinks he's way smarter about a lot more stuff than he actually is. He is a brilliant sports commentator. I think he is a brilliant broadcaster, period. Certainly far better than I am. And he has wealth, influence, power, reach, audience to prove it. And I don't think that people that talk about sports can't talk about politics. But because Stephen A. Smith has been so incredibly successful at what he's done, I have to raise an objection to how he's using that platform, using that wealth, using that power, using that influence, which I believe is careless and destructive in a time where the young Republicans think it is perfectly acceptable to trade in the most vile, racist, bigoted language on a daily basis. I think it is wrong for Stephen A. Smith to use his influence, power, reach, massive audience to even in a tiny way create a permission structure where our military, emboldened by a president and a Supreme Court, engages in racial profiling to disappear people, deprive them of their civil rights, and deport them to countries that they have never, ever, ever set foot on. So we're going to have to take care of a little business, and then we're going to come back, and I want to share with you what he said about Jasmine Crockett. And then when he got called out by Roland Martin, by a whole slew of other very influential black media commentators, entertainers, and folks with a big profile, his pseudo non-explanation, quasi-double-down nonsense. Because we, all of us, have to start calling things out as they are. You do not have a tinfoil hat on. Okay? We've got to call it out as it is. Straightforwardly, and what Stephen A. Smith did certainly is a permission structure for racism. Stay tuned. We're going to listen to that next, right?
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX, La Crosse's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. 1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm talking about Stephen A. Smith's attack on Jasmine Crockett of last week. Let's listen to a portion of the original statement that Stephen A. Smith made about the representative. Take a listen to this.
And all the verbiage and all the nonsense that I've heard over the last few days is why it can get exhausting. Because nothing frustrates me more than when people have the truth at their disposal. And they
choose. This isn't the cut I wanted. I need 31. It's his original statement, I think.
You Jasmine Crockett or somebody like that. Ladies, I respect intelligent women, no doubt. But how a Jasmine Crockett chooses to express herself, I'm like, is that going to help your district in Texas? Aren't you there to find a way to get stuff done as opposed to just being an impediment to what Trump wants? How much work goes into that? I'm just going to go off about Trump, cuss him out every chance I get, say the most derogatory, incendiary things imaginable, and that's my day's work. That ain't work. Work is saying, that's the man in power. I know what his agenda is. I'm not exactly in the position to stop him since the Republicans have the Senate and the House. But maybe if I'm willing to work with this man, I might get something out of it for my constituency. Because like Joe Manchin said, he's there to represent, or was there for 15 years to represent the people of West Virginia. She's supposed to be there to represent the people of Texas. I don't know. Maybe that just...
It's just bad. Do you not know that there is nothing that Jasmine Crocker could ever, ever, ever try to negotiate for that she would ever get? They're never going to give her the time of day. By the way, Republicans in the state of Texas are trying to mid-decade gerrymander her out of her seat, which the Supreme Court is about to even greenlight more. He doesn't. He literally has no idea what he's talking about. And he talks about saying incendiary things and talking smack and calling that work. I don't know, Stephen, isn't that what we do for a living? Just wondering. But he gets really nasty about it. When he's called out, he complains, oh, about what I had to endure this week. What you had to endure, you make tens of millions of maybe 50 mil plus a year spouting off about stuff that you don't really know that much about. You don't endure anything. You volunteered for that job. So when other famous people criticize you, don't talk about it as if it's some kind of hardship. That is ridiculous. But then he got really racial about it. This is 33B, Jacob, cue that one.
And all the verbiage and all the nonsense that I've heard over the last few days is why it can get exhausting. Because nothing frustrates me more than when people have the truth at their disposal and they choose maybe not lie, maybe not even embellish, but allow their emotions to usurp facts and all of a sudden want to use that as an excuse to label me as being something and doing something I'm neither not nor have I done, which in this case is disrespecting Representative Crockett out of Texas, who, by the way, has had an invite to this show for weeks, by the way. Governors Josh Shapiro and Spencer Cox came on this show. Senator Lindsey Graham came on this show. Joe Manchin, now retired, came on this show. Bill O'Reilly, Bill Maher came on this show, okay? And more coming. And she has an invite. And AOC has an invite. Hakeem Jeffries, Democratic House leader, he just was on this show. I've invited Jasmine Crockett. I have nothing but respect for her.
Okay, wrap this. No, you don't. Did you notice a thing about all of the name checking he just did? Like bang, 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 bang. All men. All men. Talks about truth. The truth is, Stephen A., you don't know what you're talking about. He talks about rhetoric. That's what you do, Stephen. And he tries to go into saying that he respects black women, blah, 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 blah. He then talks about the fact that Jasmine Crockett, this is Stephen A's words. I wish we had the exact cut right here. But he basically talks about the fact that she brings the way that she talks on the streets into congressional debate. I think this is cut 35. Let's see if we can squeeze it in here. Let's take a listen.
So this is an accomplished, well-educated woman. Ain't nothing about her stupid. Ain't nothing about her something to dismiss or disrespect when it comes to her resume. Let's get that out of the way so as to make sure I'm not being disrespectful when we're talking about her, okay? What's her reputation? Crockett's performance in the House, according to research, and her success in delivering wins for her district is quote unquote mixed. She's active, ambitious, and visible, exceptional when it comes to fundraising. But many of her major efforts are still works in progress, bills stuck in committees, introduced but have stalled.
Yeah, it's a lot. And let's take cut 34.
First of all, I'm going to be very, very careful about anything that I say about Roland Martin because he's a friend. I'm going to be careful about anything that I say about D.L. Hughley because I have respect for that man. We've spoken a few months ago. I got nothing but love for him. I am concerned about him not making people laugh and smile as much anymore as he used to because he's more of an activist now than a comedian.
Yeah. It's all of this puffery for all of these men. The truth is, Stephen A., maybe it's time to look in the mirror a little bit. Maybe it's time to think about the standards that you hold black women or women to that speak out and use a platform and make sure it's the same standard. Especially when you're talking about the vile things that Donald Trump says about Jasmine Crowe. Oh, wait, Stephen A. didn't do that. That's going to do it for me, folks. You have a great afternoon. Go, crew. Remember,
soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. The U.S. flexing its military muscles off the coast of Venezuela. American forces targeted another alleged drug boat in the Caribbean Sea Thursday, the sixth strike so far. ABC's Martha Reddick.
Just 48 hours after the newest U.S. attack on a boat off Venezuela, we're learning of a massive show of military force off Venezuela's coast. ABC News confirming three nuclear-capable B-52 heavy bombers flew for hours in the Caribbean waters less than 90 miles from Venezuela.
Former National Security Advisor John Bolton indicted for allegedly mishandling classified information. Bolton, who became a vocal critic of President Trump's, accused of emailing top-secret information to two family members. Bolton saying he's the latest target in Trump's weaponization of the Justice Department. Mass evacuations underway in Alaska following a devastating storm. Many flown to safety in Anchorage after entire communities were cut off by flooding. This is ABC News. Experts